Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
This week, I am excited to have Dr. Greg Brown joining me. He has a PhD in the biological basis of health and human performance and is a professor of exercise science at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We're going to be discussing the proposed Nebraska Department of Education health standards. Welcome, Dr. Brown.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I am grateful that you were having a conversation. Recently, you provided comment before the Board of Education, and you also submitted a letter to the editor in the Kearney Hub. Why do you oppose these proposed health standards?
There are a number of reasons why I'm not in favor of these proposed health standards, but I think a lot of it is that they seem to be driven more by an ideology and maybe social agenda rather than helping promote good health among children. There's a lot of information in the standards that really is not based on good health science or any other science that will be beneficial towards children.
Well, one of the areas that you highlighted was 573E, which states, explain the significance of the physical changes of puberty and the potential role of hormone blockers on young people who identify as transgender. I mean, when I first read that standard, I'm going, what does that have to do about health?
Absolutely. I mean, talking to children about puberty and what's going to happen during puberty, I think that's important during fifth grade. But then the rest about puberty blockers, there really isn't information on the long-term effects of puberty blockers in children. The information on possible mental health with puberty blockers in children really shows minimal to no effect on improving the mental health of those children that are taking them. And then to advocate in fifth grade that kids should be considering puberty blockers really is irresponsible and not a good idea.
Join us tomorrow as I continue the conversation with Dr. Brown on concerns of the Nebraska Department of Health proposed standards.